Broadcasting live from the KSHP studios in the heart of Las Vegas, Nevada.
It's time to get on the right side of sports betting. It's time for the Odds Couple.
Happy Friday. Welcome to the Odds Couple. This show is about sports betting. My name is Scott Pritchard. I'm a professional sports bettor handicapper. I'm joined, it must be Friday. I'm joined by Anthony Padilla.
That's right, professional winner.
Does it ever get boring winning every single week?
It really doesn't. I can't wait, actually. It's funny because we pick the games for Fridays. And by that Friday night, once my game is over, I can't wait to get back here the next week.
He takes this very seriously. I mean, he'll take an entire week. And then he doesn't speak often, but when he does, he wins. I mean, this guy has been on a streak since, I'm guessing, mid-February. We document the plays here on the Odds Couple. And imagine being a professional sports bettor. That's where I come in. And I've been on a roll. I've been on a streak, a great football season, very good basketball season. Baseball, I've won 9 of my last 12 games betting dogs and betting totals, only to be upstaged by a sports fan, Anthony Padilla. It's uncanny. It's really remarkable what you've been able to do.
Well, Derek Rose is actually going to come back before I lose again.
That's great. One thing you don't lack is confidence. We're going to get started with what say you? The San Antonio Spurs, they're old, they're antiques. That's all I've been hearing the entire season. The San Antonio Spurs are old. My good buddy Daryl Wright, headline comic, Monday, the Spurs are old. My good buddy Brett Grant, who I love and respect, yesterday, the Spurs are old. Not, what say you?
I've never said they were old, so I don't know where all
this. Not today you haven't.
You know what, man, look, I'm a big believer in, I've got to preface this very carefully because I know what I said a month ago and 2 months ago. I was the first one to say that the Spurs were old. So they are old, but they're really impressing me as they should everybody. Because obviously if I'm impressed, then everybody should be impressed. But they're doing such a great job, you know, doing what a esteemed championship team does. And I'm not changing my tune here, but they've now gone through 2 rounds of playoff basketball. Once again, I mean, the Lakers, it's whatever. You know, we could have thrown a team together just with the guys in the studio and taken out the Lakers. But they handled it. And then Golden State, a very good team, a hot team, you know. And they did exactly what we talked about in another series. They made adjustments, you know. They made adjustments to Curry and Thompson, and they did it at the right time. They got burned they got scorched for a game, you know, and they came back and they took the series back over. I mean, what a difference! It's very impressive when you see a team in the second round of the playoffs after everything they've been through make such noticeable adjustments. You had a Golden State Warriors team who was completely dominating the series. You know, I mean, we were talking about that. There was no reason after the first 2 games that you would have had any reason to think that they were going to even lose a game. You know, let alone that once this series turned, all of a sudden the Spurs were the ones going on 10-point runs. They were taking 10-point leads, going on 15, 16-point runs. You know, it was amazing how they completely turned it around. And that is a testament to the age of that team, you know, the ability to not let the moment get to them, and the coach, you know, keeping them in check.
San Antonio Spurs knocked off the Golden State Warriors 4-2, a very impressive win last night, winning, I believe it was 94-82. They won by 12 points. They were favored by 1, 2, 2.5, depending upon when you bet it. But talking about adjustments, I guess that's why in the NBA, the best team, the better team generally will win, because you have to win 4 times in a 7-game series, and no one is better than Greg Popovich, the proven winning coach of the San Antonio Spurs. I've often said that Pop knows best. You talk about Curry and Thompson. Yes, Curry had 44 points in game 1. He averaged 18 points the rest of the series. Klay Thompson lit up the Spurs. I believe it was game 2 or 3 where he had 29 first half points. Did not do squat the rest of the series.
And you know, with that, somebody else has to make an adjustment. You know, not just Steph Curry, which, and I'm not making excuses. He wasn't making excuses for himself, so I'm not doing it for him. He was hurt. And I think he was a lot more hurt than he let on, you know, but he's got a really bad ankle. He's got two bad ankles. You had David Lee come back, but I think this went to show why it wouldn't have done any good for Derrick Rose to come back. David Lee, all-star, one of the best players on that team, some say the best player on that team, until the emergence of Steph Curry, didn't really make an impact. He had that one moment when he came back, came in the game for a minute and a half, you know, and that really sparked the crowd. But aside from that, didn't play much of a factor in this series. And that's why I felt, you know, I didn't understand why everybody was saying, Derrick Rose, get back, get back. Why? He's missed the entire year. This team is gelling in a way without him. You throw them back in the mix, and it changes things. David Lee was a little bit different because, you know, he just got hurt right before that last series. So that's kind of a different situation. But still, it obviously played a factor.
Well, you talked about Steph Curry, the fact that he was not 100%. He had a sore ankle. Sounds like a lot of excuses. By the way, is your face sore?
Yeah, it's not.
Because it's killing me.
No. It's not a sore ankle. He didn't have a sore ankle. He's got a couple of bad ankles that they're talking
Why
about.
Why two? I thought he just had the one.
No, because he had the one ankle injury prior to the playoffs, and he hurt the left ankle, I believe, in the last series, and then he re-injured it in games one and last night.
We give the Golden State Warriors a lot of credit, Mark Jackson a lot of credit. The one thing that kind of annoyed me as a professional sports bettor was after they knocked off the Denver Nuggets, he talked about it was all about him and God and his team and God, the reason they knocked off the Denver Nuggets. And I'm thinking, what does God have against the Denver Nuggets?
Nobody likes the Denver Nuggets.
Apparently.
I mean, come on, it's the Nuggets. Everybody's happy to see them go home. Stay home.
George Karl, Coach of the Year. Obviously, that's a regular season award because, again, the guy's been coaching for the past 30 years, has never won anything in the postseason. He did make it to the NBA championship. I believe it was 96 when they lost to the Chicago Bulls in six games, but he's always been blessed with very good talent. I like George Karl, 61 years old, a very good regular season coach, but again, he's the reason why I have a shaved head, compliments of your proposition wager, stating, hey, if the Warriors knock off the third-seeded Nuggets, will you shave your head? Well, here I am. But the Spurs...
Actually, that's not quite how that bet went down. That was Golden State has no chance all to take down this Denver team.
I make no apologies. I'm not afraid.
No, I'm just making it clear that I didn't just walk in one day and decide, hey, I'm going to bet on this team, and your hair's going to go.
No, actually, you started it.
I just sidled up. No, I didn't.
Yes, you said, I think the Warriors have a legit shot to beat the Nuggets. And I said, are you out of your mind?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And then you said, hey. And it's like, okay.
Which is what made it that much sweeter when they actually won that series. Yes. Isn't it funny how in the NBA – you get bounced in the first round of the playoffs, you win Coach of the Year, you do it in college, you lose your job.
Yeah, yeah. How is that? Why is that?
It's amazing. It's amazing the expectations, the difference in expectations that we have. I think it's about, I mean.
Well, I'm thinking, you know, the Minnesota Gophers, didn't their Billy Tubbs, wasn't he fired?
Tubby Smith.
Tubby Smith, what did I say?
Billy Tubbs.
Yeah, okay.
Tubbs and Crockett, yeah, I love Miami Vice, man. I don't know where your head's at right now.
And I had like 9 hours of sleep last night. You, on the other hand, I'm not convinced you went to bed last night. But the thing is, Minnesota fired their coach.
Billy. And yet,
yeah, Skip Bayless, remember
right,
that?
Right.
Well, they fired their coach after they lost to a team. They were a 10-point dog, and they lost. Okay, it's one thing if you're like.
And they almost won.
Of course. And so, well, you lost, so you're fired. It's like, come on.
Well, you know what? That's why teams will continue not to win. It's our society is what it is. It's we have to win now. I need instant gratification. I need instant satisfaction. I need instant results. There's no more.
I thought it was just me, but that's society as a whole?
Absolutely. You know why? Because of these things. Because of these phones.
So it's society.
Got Twitter. No, it's because this makes everything accessible at our hands right now. So then we want it with everything across the board. We want to win now. I don't want to. I mean, look at the Lakers. They were 1-4 in an 82-game season. Well, we better get rid of the head coach. Cause
what took them so long to fire that guy?
Amazing, right? Yeah, I would have thought once you went 1-1, he was out. I mean, you've got to have time. And here's what's funny to me. It even proves itself. Even once they brought in D'Antoni, yeah, he struggled at first. But over time, they started to look better at the end of the season. The Miami Heat. Everybody thought because you just put LeBron, Bosch, and Wade on the court together, oh, they're going to win. That's it. Why even suit them up? Just give them the trophy. No. They have to learn to play together. They have to learn the cohesiveness. They have to learn, you know, how they feed off of each other. All of that comes into play, and that takes time. And now, look, they waited it out, and now they're set to be possibly one of the best teams in the history of the game.
That's a very good point because it wasn't that long ago, maybe 2 years ago, they were working on the continuity, consistency, chemistry, the Miami Heat with the big three, but they started out 8-8. And now, as I mentioned on yesterday's show, they've won 45 of their last 49 games. But, you know, I want to talk a little bit about the Spurs winning last night and how critically important it was for them to win last night, knowing that the Grizzlies won the night before. Both teams are going to be well-rested. Game one Sunday. The Spurs are favored by 4 at open 4.5. The early money has come in on the Memphis Grizzlies. A little bit of a surprise. I mean, I really felt, talking to people last night, I felt the line should be about 5. So I was off a half point. Early money coming in on the Grizzlies. The Spurs are a favorite, small favorite, about $1.25 favorite to win the series, but yet the money line for game one is -75, -80, which lends itself to some value, I think, for San Antonio, simply because if there is a game seven, we know the Spurs will be favored by 4-5, and the money line will be $80 to $90 to $2, yet for game one, that's what we have, but for the series price, it's just $1.25. So if you like the Spurs, get on the Spurs, lay the quarter, see the cashier.
You know, that's a great point. Everything, and there's nothing really to say beyond that. Mainly because I want to go back to what we were just talking about, or
what you were talking about.
No, we were talking about it because you mentioned that I made a good point, so I wanted to elaborate and make a better point.
It ever happened?
No, but I'm gonna attempt that now. Okay. The Houston Astros. The Houston Astros came into this season saying, look, we're going to suck for a while. They admitted that. We're not going to be good for the next couple of years.
Boy, talk about Captain Obvious.
But we're going to build this team, and we're going to do it the right way. So be patient with us, but we're telling you that we're not going to be good for a while. That took all of 40 games. They've already started dumping players. Rick Ankiel, they designated for assignment a couple of weeks ago. This week, they're making more changes. What happened to... I mean, look, stick with what you got. Continue to develop these guys in the minor leagues before you rush them up. You said that you were going to do this. So you said, you told the fans, expect to lose. But now you're losing, and you're scrambling to fix it. What happened to building it? 2 years is 2 years, period. You know, I don't know where that rushing comes from. It's, look, 162-game season, you can't complete it in 82 games. So take the time and do that if that's what you say you're going to do.
You're listening to The Odds Couple on KSHP AM 1400 Radio. We're live and worldwide on Vegas Video Network. The Odds Couple is a sports betting show. My name is Scott Pritchard. I'm a professional sports bettor handicapper featured all over my own website, PritchardsPicks.com. That's PritchardsPicks.com. Also, check me out on VegasInsider.com. And Tim Donaghy, former NBA official, reached out to me a few weeks ago. I am now one of the featured handicappers on his site, RefPicks.com. It must be Friday because today, like every day, the studio lines are open, 702-221-7283. Live chat up and running on Vegas Video Network. But we've been fielding live chat questions as well as studio line questions, 702-221-7283. Keep those comments, questions, statements coming. But it has to be Friday because Anthony Padilla is in the house, and I'm just going to start calling him Streaker Man. He has been on an incredible ATS against the spread streak.
There's no video proof of the games, right?
What's that? Oh, yeah. Well, that's what's kind of cool about it. Because in the sports betting industry, handicapping, a lot of it's not regulated, but everything is documented here. Compliments of Scott Whitney, the executive producer, and Jacob Cannon, and Al, the board man here. We are held to a higher standard. And I mentioned yesterday, man, I'm feeling some pressure. Here's what I have. We know Anthony has not lost a game. He's here every Friday since mid-February, okay? Brett Grant has been on fire. I have now, with yesterday's fluke loss, I am now 9-3 in my last 12 plays. But yesterday, I was concerned because Brett Grant and I together lost the day before. We came in yesterday. Instead of a three-camera shoot, we were down to two cameras. And Scott Whitney was nowhere to be found. And again, he's not here today. So I'm concerned. We need to man up. I'm glad you're here so you can lead the way and find more winners.
Well, that's why I showed up. I saw this show going straight
to the toilet. Do you even know where you are right now?
I've got a good idea. We're next to a bar.
You know, I asked you when you came in, I said, Anthony, are you okay? You seem a bit hungover. You said, no, I really haven't even been to bed yet.
I have not been to bed yet. It was a long night of celebrating life, and I had no game to put it on. There was nothing to celebrate there because I was upset. This is tough for me, man, because I hate the Spurs. Being a Suns fan, being a lifelong Suns fan since 2006, it is really tough for me to watch the Spurs ever win. I just don't like them. I don't like Greg. I don't like the arrogance. I don't like the attitude. I don't like the chippiness and the borderline dirtiness that they've learned how to incorporate into their game. And I despise with every ounce of me watching them win games. But right now it's a tough situation because you're my buddy, and there's a whole different side of this that's going on that you've got the opportunity to make quite a healthy weekend for yourself if they should go on to win the West. But that's really hard for me because
it's bittersweet.
I would love them to lose, and I hate the Heat. So the only way I can be happy for you is if we have a Heat-Spurs finals. Well, it doesn't. The Heat doesn't play into it except that they're going to be there, so right. It doesn't matter. But I would much rather it be Memphis at this point, just like I would have rather it been Golden State. I was glad the Spurs beat the Lakers. But beyond that, I would really have liked to see them go out. But now, you know, I'm like, well, you're four games away from from taking me out to lunch. And
I will say, I mean, you've seen my tickets, the future plays on the Spurs at plus 250, plus 220 to win the Western Conference. So there is a lot at stake here. I have options, and that's all you can ever ask for, is to have options. And the important thing is to not hedge too early. I am not going to do anything early. I might do something late, but I would prefer not to. I mean, I'm a little disappointed. I really felt the Spurs would be a bigger favorite than they are. But what you don't like about the Spurs is what I love about the Spurs. Greg Popovich has an edge, has a chip on his shoulder. He's a bit arrogant. His team, his system, he just brings in new blood each and every year. He's committed to the system. It's like McDonald's, all right? The people working at McDonald's today, chances are they're not going to be there a year from now, but McDonald's will keep on keeping on because they have a great business system. That's why McDonald's is successful, and that's why my San Antonio Spurs are successful. Ginobili, Parker, really terrible games last night, but yet they still won by 12 on the road. I respect the Memphis Grizzlies. They're starting five as good as anyone in the league. Their bench weak. They're thin. They're not proven, this team, the Grizzlies. I like the Spurs.
Well, I'll tell you what. There's a big difference in the way some of these guys are playing these games in terms of overall conditioning. You know, the Spurs, being the older team, seem to appear to have fresher legs in some of these games.
I think that's because they have such a great bench, and Popovich managed the minutes of this team so well during the course of the regular season. The big thing, I was talking to the gentleman here from KSHP earlier, great guy, good friend of mine, I just don't remember his name. Mark, yeah, that's it, okay. Well, what we have here is, for the first time, the Spurs are healthy. I mean, everyone gets hit with the injury bug. The Spurs have been banged up the entire year, but Ginobili has not played well, but never mind that. He's healthy. Parker is healthy. Duncan is healthy. And Leonard and Green have stepped up and have really answered the challenge.
This really goes to show, to me, not that I needed the proof, but it just reinforces, I should say, that a team is much more important than any given player. Because The Spurs are healthy. And here they go to the next round. Oklahoma City loses Russell Westbrook. One player. And look what that did to that team. The team that was favored to win, possibly, the finals and give the Heat the best run for their money got bounced in the second round because one guy got hurt and they couldn't cope. You know?
That's a great point.
I don't want to say Golden State with Steph Curry because he was still playing, but he wasn't at 100%.
And David Lee was he got banged
that
up.
That made
their
a big
second
difference.
Best player.
They expected them to not make it out of the first round because of that injury.
Right.
You know, now they stepped it up and pulled it together, but then once Steph Curry got hurt, that was a different ballgame. People say the Bulls and if Derrick Rose, but I disagree because Nate Robinson took on the role of Derrick Rose. Nate Robinson did a fantastic job this entire season. So I don't know that Derrick Rose, the only dynamic he would have changed was his presence, you know. But I don't know that he would have been enough to get them any further than they got. But, again, then you go back to a team that's been together and has those battle wounds together, and here they are going to the next round. And Memphis, Memphis is a team. You don't really have any standouts on that team where you just go, bam, I hope they don't lose him. You know, I mean, you could say Gasol because he's their big guy. Whatever,
well, I think because they are so thin that if any one of their top five, again, their starting lineup is as good as anyone's in basketball, but, I mean, Tony Allen, Connolly, Gasol, Tayshaun Prince, and Zach Randolph. I mean, this team is locked and loaded, but oftentimes it's not who do you start, it's who do you have coming off the bench. And I think the Spurs were the difference in this series to me will be coaching. As much as I like Lionel Hollins, Greg Popovich, no one is better with in-series, in-game adjustments. We saw that most recently against the Golden State Warriors. But three-point shooting, the Spurs have a big advantage. Their bench, big advantage. Coaching, big advantage. But it's a totally different series and matchup concerns for the Spurs because the Grizzlies, this team tailor-made for the playoffs. They're like the Pacers. They're like the Bulls. They play half court. Every possession is magnified. They will knock you down. They will force you to play in mud. And so I have the utmost respect for the Grizzlies. But, you know, you talked about the fact that it's kind of bittersweet because we're friends. You want to see me cash a big fat ticket thinking that you're going to get lunch.
Well,
in essence, I will say,
I figure timing is everything. I got to hit you up for a loan at the right time. So.
I'm a team player, and I have so much love and respect for you and your cronies, namely Jeremy Wiand, who is a class act, and our good buddy Sonny Gonzalez. I will man up right here, right now on this show, and as long as the San Antonio Spurs win the Western Conference, I will man up and give you, Sonny, and Jeremy your choice, hard candy. Root beer barrels, cinnamon, butterscotch, you name it, I'll foot the bill.
You, Scott, are the epitome of everything I never want my kids to be. And I appreciate
I love
that
you
about
too,
you.
Man.
That is a really, that's top-notch move right there.
So
I've
what
got
would it
plenty
be?
Of,
would
I've
it
got,
be cinnamon,
I've got
butterscotch,
plenty of hard candy.
Or
thank
root
you.
Beer barrel?
Thank you. I've got plenty of hard candy at home in a jar and
okay.
My coat pockets.
I listen, man. Yeah. I may not make this offer again.
That's all right. I don't want to speak for Jeremy and Sonny, you know.
Well, here's the concern. I've hung with you guys after this show at In-N-Out Burger in Las Vegas, and I would man up and say I'll take you guys out for strawberry shakes and fries and 3x3s and double doubles. But the concern is Jeremy is such a kind-hearted, real, genuine person that he bought the homeless dude in front of In-N-Out Burger a burger and fries. And
yeah.
I said, Jeremy, you're the reason now why this low-life scumbag is going to be there every day.
Ladies and gentlemen,
for
please,
handouts.
Please direct all emails, comments, and complaints to Scott Pritchard at Vegas
Absolutely.
Video Network.
I'll own it.
All your calls.
He's part of the problem,
not
part of the solution.
Part
a
of
very nice gesture, but the best thing you could do for the poor is to make sure you don't become one.
Well, you heard it here first.
Why would you reward negative behavior? Anthony Padilla.
I can't answer that question. I can't be a part of this mess right now.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Since when have you not owned anything? You have no opinion. Wow, it took 10 months for you to plead the fifth.
Well, I have an opinion. I just want to keep our listeners.
Well, so I'm the bad guy.
Well, most of the time.
For
yes.
Saying that you should not If what are the chances of that homeless person being in front of In-N-Out Burger harassing people? What are the odds of him being there if no one bought him food? How about going out, finding a job, finding a radio show, something? Contribute to society. Well, we're in.
If you want him to find a radio show, I can pick him up from now on and bring him and let him sit right outside our window here so he can watch in the studio.
You think that'd be a good idea?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe he'll make us signs and stuff like that.
I don't know.
They're good sign makers. Maybe he'd be creative with it.
There you go, stereotyping again. They're good sign makers. Really?
Absolutely.
Who's they?
The people that stand on the side of the road looking for a ride back to California. That's what's amazing, folks. If you're in Vegas, if you're not in Vegas, you've never seen this. I had never seen anything like it. These guys with the signs, I don't know if you've ever seen them because it's few and far between. They've got gigantic signs. I'm talking like 8x8. And it says, I was robbed. I need a ride back to California. All I need is... And then it's got a little box where they can tear off the numbers of how much more money they need for their bus ticket. So it'll be like at 20, and then it'll take it off 19, 18, whatever. Do you understand the preparation that goes into this?
Not
you wouldn't
for sure.
make
not,
that big
not
of a
sure
sign
I,
unless
I,
you were doing this more than once. And yet people will still go, oh, that poor guy, here's 20 bucks.
Well, you know, I give some points for creativity. It wasn't that long ago in Las Vegas, a homeless dude with a cardboard sign that said, I ain't lying. It's hot. I'm thirsty. I need a beer. At least he's honest.
So you're okay with honesty, but not somebody just asking.
I'm not okay with someone asking. I mean, this is the United States, man. We are a superpower, and... capitalistic society, opportunity.
So you don't
everywhere.
Want to buy a guy a burger, but
and
you're
I don't
okay
want to buy
giving
him
a guy
beer.
A beer.
No, I never said that. I said creativity.
But even that's played out, man. You know how many homeless people have now done that? And go to the strip. Go walk the strip. You can see a million signs. Why lie? I need a beer. Why lie? I need some weed. You know, aliens. Actually, I saw some funny ones the other day about they just set the signs up next to each other. And one of them said, my girlfriend was abducted by aliens. They're holding her hostage in the restroom. I need 50 cents to get her back. The sign was just leaning up against the wall.
Well, I'm starting to think, you know, as I was at 15 in Sahara, I mean, that's a high traffic area. And I'm thinking, how do they determine which homeless person gets which corner? I mean, is it based on seniority? Is it based on getting up
you
know,
at
man, 5
in the
morning?
It's just like anything else. They don't
dog
mess
eat dog,
hey,
it's cutthroat business.
They've
only
got their
the strong
corners,
survive.
Man. They've got their corners. If they've been there for a while, you don't just roll in and try to make some money on that corner that day.
No.
Oh.
I've often wondered.
That's serious stuff, man.
Interesting. We got off topic. That's never happened. Scott Pritchard, Anthony Padilla, the odds couple, live and worldwide.
Discussing life.
Life, the meaning of life. That's what we're all about here at the odds couple, live and worldwide.
Live
Vegas.
It and get a job or get out.
Get out.
No homeless allowed around here.
It's a tough world. Get tough. Be tough. All right. Studio line open. 702-221-7283. Live chat up and running.
Don't
Scott
call
Pritchard.
If you're homeless.
Yeah. In fact, that's fine. We're not going to give you anything. I wouldn't even spare hard candy. But that's me. But I'm the bad guy.
I'll give you hard candy. If you call in and you're homeless, I'll give you some hard candy.
All right. And again, Jeremy Wien, what a great guy. Again, helping the homeless in front of In-N-Out Burger. So if you get annoyed going to In-N-Out Burger because a homeless dude is constantly looking for... That's Jeremy Wien's fault.
Jeremy's a man of the people.
Yes, he is. All right, we're going to keep things moving with pro basketball. We talked about the fact that the Memphis Grizzlies are now taking on the San Antonio Spurs Western Conference Finals. We know the Miami Heat are in the Eastern Conference Finals. We do not know who they're going to play yet. It's going to be either the Pacers or the New York Knickerbockers.
Doesn't
but
matter.
Last night, Carmelo... answered. He did well, 28 points. The Knicks think they have a shot. What say you?
You know what, man? It doesn't matter. Let's just get this over with already. I mean, truly, let's just get the Heat to the finals. Because in the West, you truly have a series, you know, between Memphis and San Antonio. You had a series between San Antonio and Golden State. In the East, it doesn't matter who you put up against them. Look, Indiana and New York are having a hard time getting past each other. who cares who ends up facing the Heat? It's going to be ugly. I think the Bulls probably stood a better chance than either of these teams do. I don't think either of them match up very well against them. You know, the Knicks, if they come back, do we want the Knicks to come back? I mean, being down 3-1, they look depleted. Carmelo's been off. J.R. Smith's been off. So if they come back and win, yeah, they'll eke it out, but what chance do they have going forward?
I don't think either team has much of a chance. Either. I think the Pacers actually match up a little bit better against Miami because, like the Memphis Grizzlies, they play a very good half-court set. But the Knicks, of course, home court advantage going into the series favored to win that series. It all is going to come down to Game 6 because if the Knicks should pull off a mild upset on Saturday, they'll probably hold serve in Game 7 in New York.
Have you watched any of this series? Because watching those games played in Indiana, Scott, I would rather listen to you by yourself on this show every day for a month straight, all day, every day, than watch one game that the Pacers play at home.
What are you saying?
I'm saying the energy you bring talking about homeless people. It's horrible, man. They're in the playoffs. They're in the playoffs with a series lead, and you would not know it when you turn on the game. You would think they're, you know, somewhere around 30, 35 games in midseason, you know, and they're a 500 ball club. Just turn the game on in this next game for Game 6. Just watch it for 5 minutes.
I mean, are you saying you don't respect defense? You don't respect...
No, not the team, the fans. It's a horrible environment.
Are you saying the games aren't sold out?
No, I'm saying the fans suck. It's a horrible...
They don't make enough noise?
There's zero noise.
Okay, well, here's what's interesting.
And they're up by 10, 12, 14.
I want to talk about this because Oracle Arena, Oakland... The media, boy, they're annoying, I have to say. Really? I mean, I talked about this the other day. I get the point. You go to Oracle, Oakland, California, it's a loud arena. But for the reporters to say, it's loud, I have earplugs, we have a decibel meter to let you know how loud it is. Do we really need, we get it, okay? We get the point. It's loud. That's why I wouldn't know, because I keep, when I do watch, I mute the TV. Because I've yet
so
to have
it.
They
all sound the same to you.
Exactly. Silence is golden.
Well, you know what, Scotty? Do this. Next time you're watching the Pacers play at home, just unmute it. You won't even know the difference. That's how bad that home...
I don't need to listen to the fans screaming and yelling and carrying
on. But Scott, you were talking earlier about... I think we were actually talking outside about how home court advantage doesn't play into a series until unless it goes seven games. Well, what is home court advantage? It's the fans. It's the environment. It's everything that
it's
goes...
It's sleeping in your own bed, sleeping with your girlfriend or your wife.
It's everything that goes into playing at home.
It's home cooking. It's
yes,
familiarity.
But it's a big
it's
part
having
of it.
20,000 fans having your back.
Right.
So I get that. I don't need to hear it. I know that.
But...
It's factored in the point spreads.
But not when it's Indiana.
You're saying it's
I'm saying
quiet.
That is a... Watch the next game.
Were they down 20 or something when this was happening?
No, they were up 14. I couldn't believe because I flipped the game over and I see the score. And I'm like, what? Is this team winning this game right now? They're beating the Knicks. They're about to possibly end the series.
Surprising.
Very.
Well, we're going to keep things moving with Spin to Win. Professional sports betting is about being an independent thinker. Spin to Win has to do with betting with your head, never betting with your heart. Check your emotions, check your ego at the door. We have no NBA basketball going on today, but tomorrow we have the Indiana Pacers taking on the New York Knickerbockers in Indiana. The point spread is 4.5. I have the Knicks plus 4.5. I'm forced to argue why there might be some value with the Knicks. Anthony automatically has to take the other side. I'm taking the Knicks plus the 4.5 because the Knicks are the better team. Yes, they're on the road. Yes, they've struggled on the road. But Carmelo Anthony, talent generally wins. The cream tends to rise to the top. That's why the Spurs knocked off the Warriors. That's why the Heat beat the Bulls. That's why the Knicks. This game should be a toss-up, coin toss, 50-50 prop. You're going to give me 4.5 points. I'll take the Knicks plus the 4.5. Winner, winner. Ring up the ringer. See the cashier.
Look, valiant effort. Just like every other week that you get stuck with the crappy team. The series is over. Because the Pacers are going home where that stadium is ready to rock.
Did you even come back?
That team is ready to come home and give their fans what they have been waiting for. They want that chicken dinner. They live in Indiana. They're raising the chickens for that chicken dinner. They cannot wait to feast on the New York Knickerbockers, the banged-up Knicks. Okay, let's not forget that. The Knicks aren't exactly everybody's hurt at this point. But J.R. Smith, like, what? He hasn't done a thing. And it doesn't matter to me that he owned up to it. Who cares? Just go perform. You don't. Yeah, just like you said, well, I don't need to hear about the fans and how loud it is. All right, we get it. It's loud. We can hear it for ourselves. You said it. You've shown the decibel meter. Enough. I don't need to hear from J.R. Smith after three bad games, I'll take it on my shoulders, and then go out and have a mediocre game. Like, dude, just play. Just go play. Nobody cares. That doesn't do anything. That doesn't fix the series. Carmelo just keeps taking shots. But they're not going in. You know, is it the pressure that's getting to them? I don't know what it is. Well, but it's something.
It's the makeup of the playoffs. It's absolutely. Why the Denver Nuggets, the Seattle Supersonics, and the Milwaukee Bucks in the past, they are good regular season teams, but run and gun does not win. When's the last time a run and gun team won the NBA championship? As good as the Spurs have been, Popovich said last night, what has been the difference? He says defense. It starts with getting stops. That's why the Grizzlies are dangerous. It's also why the Spurs are going to win. It's why the Miami Heat, they don't get enough credit defensively. They play good, sound defense. You look at the only reason the Bulls even gave the Heat a series was because they covered the spread a number of times, was because they played tremendous defense.
Well, look at Oklahoma City. I mean, every game they lost, I believe, by six or less. So that series very easily could have gone either way.
Absolutely. But that's kind of crazy, my friend. Look at Oklahoma City Thunder without their second-best player. They're at home. The line opened 3.5 against the Grizzlies. It was bet up to 5. Now you're playing on the road against a healthy, hungry Spurs team, and the point spread is only 4? How do these sports books stay open?
I'll tell you what. It's too bad. It's really too bad that Memphis didn't match up with San Antonio first, because Memphis would have beat San Antonio up. Even if San Antonio would have won that series.
Why? Because DL was out and Manu Ginobili hadn't had a few games under his belt?
Because that's going to be a much more physical series. Even Tim Duncan was talking
right
about
on,
it. You had
right,
mentioned that.
Right.
See, they just played the young, fast-paced, finesse team, you know, and now they're going to play the rough-and-tumble, let's-get-at-it team. Had that gone the other way around, I think Golden State would have had a better shot. You know, and I'm just thinking of this now. Obviously, you can't pick when they play each other, but I think that would have played out better for them. But this played out for San Antonio.
Well, it's very interesting, I mean, that you bring this up, because the Memphis Grizzlies, the small market team, they traded away their best player, Rudy Gay, and they picked up Tayshaun Prince, but yet it's a better fit. The trade has worked out well. The surprising part to me was they also traded away their bench, and the players, Hollins the coach, very upset when this happened. But this team, a small market team, they had probably the best record. I think they did, ATS against the spread at one time, I think. Well, I know over-unders, 48 of their 80 games, 2 games they didn't post a total, but regular season, 48 overs, 32 unders, 67% under. This team has been a dead under team based on physicality. Half-court set, they will man up and bang you. I love Tony Allen is probably my favorite player on that team because he just brings it each and every night, energy and effort. It's going to be fun to watch.
I agree. Well, that's said. All I've got there.
Well said. All right. Overstated.
It is. This is actually, you know what, I think that the NBA deserves a little bit of credit because, you know, every year we go into the playoffs, every year everybody says the way David Stern has it set up, it's plays out for the home team, you know, but every series is destined to go 5, 6, 7 games to make the money. We've seen all these games pretty much go 5. But they've been really good games. Whether you're a basketball fan or not, if you just sit down in front of a TV and watch any of these games, you're going to get some good basketball, entertaining basketball.
Listening to The Odds Couple on KSHP, AM 1400 Radio, Las Vegas, live and worldwide, simulcast on Vegas Video Network, Scott Pritchard, Anthony Padilla. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Have you ever thought you should be on the radio? Or have you considered doing an online video show or podcast?
If so, now is your only chance to do both at the same time. KSHP and the Vegas Video Network have teamed up to provide the only multi-camera broadcast quality video and live radio simulcast in Las Vegas. And instead of having your show played at some ungodly hour, the KSHP Vegas Video Network partnership is producing shows that play from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Monday through Friday. Imagine having your own radio show broadcasting to the entire Las Vegas Valley, and combine that with an online presence that is viewed in all 50 states and 150 countries, both live and on demand. This is a first and an outstanding opportunity to give voice to your business, your ideas, and your talent. If you'd like your own show on KSHP and the Vegas Video Network, contact us today at 221-1200. That's 221-1200.
HP AM 1400 Radio, Sin City, Las Vegas, Nevada. Does it get any better than this? I certainly hope so. We're live and worldwide on Vegas Video Network. Scott Pritchard, Anthony Padilla, happy Friday. We would love for you to reach out to us on the show. Email us at oddscouple@vegasvideonetwork.com. Does that sound about right?
I think
right?
That'll work.
Oddscouple@vegasvideonetwork.com. I've already obviously, we don't have a teleprompter. No notes here at Vegas. Who needs notes? Notes and teleprompters, it's overrated. Now, we would love for you to
live chat with us.
Wouldn't it be great to have voicemail, live voice, web-based voicemail? You can do that. Go to our site, Vegas Video Network, on the right-hand side, a red bar. Click there. Middle of the page, a green bar. Hit the start recording button. We have live chat up and running as we speak. We also have the studio line open at 702-221-7283. That's 702-221-7283. If you miss us live, it's okay. Check us out, Vegas Video Network, iTunes, YouTube, Roku. Frustration. That's what I want to talk about. That's what I always want to talk about. In the world of sports, namely sports betting, you don't have to look far to find frustration. Are you kidding me?
All right, athletes who don't take what you do seriously. Rob Gronkowski, big dude, big boy. Plays for the New England Patriots. Young guy, 23 years old, in shape, got everything going for him. Breaks his forearm during the season last year. Has surgery. Comes back. Re-injures it during a game, on a play. Has surgery. Comes to Vegas. Decides to go party with his friends. Goes to a nightclub. Okay, first of all, how often do you hear about people at nightclubs pulling WWE moves on the dance floor? Never. And for some reason, now obviously I'm not saying it doesn't happen, it just doesn't get followed because he's a big-time athlete, but decided to go to a club and basically body slam his friend in the club. Dude, what are you doing? I understand that you're just having a good time. Are you 12? Is this the first time you've ever been anywhere near women or other people? You're body slamming your buddy in the nightclub and you don't see the problem with this? Look, whether you want it or not, you are an elite NFL player and you have that responsibility. If you don't want it, get out of the league because there are plenty of people who will take it. I injured my shoulder and that was what forced me to no longer be able to pursue baseball professionally. And it was something that I tried to rehab, and it's nerve damage that I could not come back from. And not a day goes by that I watch a baseball game on television, or live even more so, that it doesn't kill me to not have been able to have that as a career. And I still see, even at my age of 35 now, which had I played, I would be near that retirement age, I still see myself out there. And it's very difficult to watch. When I see somebody like Rob Gronkowski not take this serious. Now he needs a fourth surgery because of an infection that he got. And who knows why he got the infection, but clearly the guy doesn't take care of himself. Now he's going to be out another 10 weeks. That's another 2 months. This is, again, Derrick Rose is going to be back before this guy. And he broke his forearm versus an ACL. It's stupid. All right? And you athletes that feel that you're not, that you're just, you're, look, you want to be entitled to have all of this freedom and do what you want and say what you want and go where you want. But you don't feel the onus to take it upon yourself, to take care of yourself, which is what earns that money to allow you that freedom? Come on, man. There's a greater responsibility as a professional athlete, as an elite college athlete headed to the professionals, that you do owe it to your fans and to the teams and to all of that money that people – look, enough people already don't think you deserve that money. So take a step back, take a look in the mirror, realize body slamming in clubs. If you want to do it, just go to the WWE. Then you can do it all the time, all right? If you want to get drunk, become a comedian. I'm drunk right now. That's not true. I just want everybody to know that is not true. But the point is, you take a job where you can do stuff that's conducive to that environment. And being an athlete, you owe it to your fans to take care of yourself. If you don't like it, find something else, man. Are you kidding me? Come on, Gronk.
I bet the Reds-Marlins total yesterday under 7. Are you kidding me? This is sickening. I bet under 7, it's 2-1, bottom of 9. I'm thinking even I can't find a way to lose this game. Marlins, well, first of all, Latos for the Reds pitching a phenomenal game. He wanted to go the complete game. One out, he gave up a triple. Dusty Baker did, I think, the right thing, but Latos did not want to give up the ball. He was barking in the dugout, very upset. I thought it was a low-class move by Latos. I understand you're a competitive dude and you want the complete game win, but guess what? You give up the triple, you're in the dugout, man. So Chapman, good guy. This guy's my favorite relief pitcher, my favorite closer in baseball. Lefty, 100, 102 miles an hour. I mean, are you kidding me? Well, the first guy, he got out. So now Latos in the dugout, he's okay. He's chilling. He's thinking, okay, just one out away. I'm liking it because, hey, just one out and I win my total easily. Under 7, it's 2-1, two out, guy on third. Another triple. So now I'm thinking at least somebody score. So it's 2-2, goes to extra innings. Top of the 10th, the Reds score one. It's 3-2. I'm looking good. I'm feeling good. Under 7. Guys on second and third, two out, two strikes, two-run double. Now I'm a little bit nervous and I'm annoyed because I went from a big fat winner to a tie. Bottom of the 10th inning, Marlins scored a meaningless fluke run. 5-3 final. I lose. I'm annoyed. Are you kidding me? I was talking to my good buddy. No, actually, I think it was you, Anthony Padilla, I was talking to earlier today. I said, listen, I don't want to overplay my hand and overanalyze, but here's why I love betting the first five innings of a game. Because as a professional sports bettor, I want to minimize randomness. Guess what? You do your homework, you do everything right, and you lose. It hurts. It sucks. I've been doing this for 30 years, and it still hurts, and it still sucks. Are you kidding me? So if you bet the first five innings, and you want to bet under, take a look at the first five innings instead of the game, because at the end of five, if it's tied or whatever it is, you get your money back. I don't know who's going to be pitching in the 10th, 11th, 12th inning. I do know who's pitching in the first five. Now, conversely, if you do like the over, then by all means, bet the over for a game because there's an outside shot. You're going to get some free runs in extra innings. We're going to keep things moving. It's time to give you a couple of winners. That's right. Anthony Padilla and I together will put money in your pocket as we put you on the right side.
Well, we like to recap from the previous week, which at this point I feel like is just a waste of time to tell everybody that once again, I won. And
is this a recording?
I plan on doing it. I know. I don't even know why we waste the time doing it. Look. And do you remember who I had?
No, but it was an easy winner.
Look at that, folks. I just got Scott Pritchard, the man who says there's no such thing as an easy winner, admit on air, if I pick him, it's an easy winner. So keep that in mind when you're betting this week and you're taking my – don't even interrupt that. Just let that one go. This week I have the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Houston Astros. Oh, the Astros are a mess. The Pirates are actually pretty good. They're not a bad squad. They're a young team. They've got a lot of promise. They're actually kind of fun to watch. The Astros, man, I don't know what they are doing. The best thing that they've got this year is the debacle with the pitching change last week where their manager, Bo Porter, talked the umpire into allowing a substitution that should not have been. That's a whole different story, but that's the best thing they've had. In terms of the team, it's bad news, man. And today, it's not going to be any different. You've got Jordan Lyles going up against Mr. Gomez for Pittsburgh. Jordan Lyles, 1-1 with an 8.36 ERA. His last game against Texas, 4 innings, 8 earned runs. Now, he's not going to be that bad today. Gomez of Pittsburgh has been lights out, 2-0, 2.28 ERA. His last start, against the Mets, 5 innings, 1 earned run, had a no decision. He's not going to be as good. He's been great in all of his starts so far. Lyles has been horrendous, as has the team. But the run total for this game is 8. You do have a guy, a quality guy, who doesn't give up runs, going up against a guy who's got beaten up. But just like when I went with that Tim Hudson game, this is another situation. Where we're at with Lyles, he's at that point in the season. This is that, I feel, that deciding start. He's going to step it up, or this is going to be the start that gets him sent back down. So he needs a quality start. Gomez, if he just keeps rolling and just gives up a couple of runs, then you're still looking at a 3-3 game. The run total is 8, so the right side for me in this, take the under. Go cash your ticket. Go get some hard candy from Scott.
I just want to clarify before we get to my right side today. Anthony Padilla, it's been 3 months since he's lost a bet. Now, I granted it's every Friday, but that equates to about 12 consecutive winners ATS. I can't even tell you what
the
odds.
No, it's actually more than that because...
I'm guessing it was mid-February?
It was early January that I lost, and we're actually mid-May.
This year?
Yeah, this is mid-May.
I was giving you more credit than perhaps.
No,
I...
you weren't giving me enough credit. You were actually short of me about 4 games.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You're saying you've been on a streak since early January.
Well, I lost 1 game in January, yeah.
Okay, so maybe 4 months then. So possibly 15, 14, 15.
And at this rate, it's going to be the year. So let's just...
Well, I want to explain to our viewers and our listeners, people in the sports betting realm understand how this is... pretty much impossible to do. ATS against the spread, betting totals,
the
break-even
point
is 52.4%.
I make the impossible happen.
I guess. And the great thing is this is all documented. I mean, imagine my position. Again, I'm 9-3, which is world-class and kicking butt, only to be upstaged by this character.
I mean, even if you want to go back to December, I believe I'm like 25-3. So.
And now you're just throwing numbers off the top
pretty
of
much.
Your head. Knowing that I'm not going to take the time to archive the show.
I am at some point. I tell myself every week
to
go back
like
and watch
to know.
It. I would too.
Because I think the last time you lost, it was January or February.
I think it was the last time
winter.
The Cubs won the pennant.
Yeah, right. Okay. 1945, by the way. Wow. The last time they won a World Series, 1908, the year Roscoe was born. Roscoe, my granddad.
Oh, I was thinking of chicken and waffles. See, that's where my head's at.
There you go. Well, that's a cool name, isn't it? Roscoe?
Yeah.
All right.
Roscoe Jenkins.
My right side yesterday, again, I was 9-1 in my last 10 plays, lost 2 days ago, lost yesterday with the under in the Reds game. You already heard the debacle there. One extra innings. They scored a ton of runs, 5-3 final. I lose by a run. Story of my life. Yesterday's games, hey, they're history. Today's games are a mystery. We're going to help you solve the mystery. Looking at a baseball game, Seattle on the road taking on the Cleveland Indians. The total for this game is 8.5. As I look at this game, obviously it's all predicated on the starting pitching, specific matchups, bullpen activity, but man, oh man, Mauer versus Jimenez, and I don't put much stock into ERA except today, because it's really more about whip, walks, hits, per innings pitch, but the ERAs for these two clowns, 5.97 after 7 games for Mauer, Jimenez, 5.55, whip factor 1.47 compared to 1.22, so between these two pitchers, walks, hits, per innings pitch, collectively 3 per inning, 8.5, minus 110. I like the over, Red Rover, I love the over.
Cash my tickets.
See the cashier.
That's it?
That's it. What are you doing this weekend?
Winning.
Like every other weekend.
Right. Well, I'm kind of bummed there's no basketball game tonight. So I will be at work, and I believe you will be joining us over at LVH. That's all I got going. That and a whole lot of recovery time.
LVH, Comedy After Dark, Anthony Padilla, tonight, 10:15, LVH, spelled just the way it sounds. I'll be doing a guest set. I'm excited. I'm pumped. Tomorrow night, if you're in Vegas, check me out, Bally's LA Comedy Club. Odds couple, check out my site, PritchardsPicks.com, VegasInsider.com, RefPicks.com. For Anthony Padilla, my name is Scott Pritchard. Good luck and goodbye.
See ya.